Meet us Thursday night at 7 p.m. I'll be preaching a message entitled Purposeful Pain. And look at somebody and say, all pain has a purpose. All pain has a purpose. And as you mature, you learn to see pain as a classroom and not punishment. Pain is a classroom. Pain is a teacher. It is not punishment. Somebody say, pain is a classroom. It is not punishment. I'm going to go a little deeper in that. Just go to Matthew 7 and 8. I want to give you this quickly. Somebody say, purposeful pain. And Thursday night is going to be our only, Jesus Christ. Thursday night is going to be our only service. How many of you going to follow me to Athens, Georgia? Let me see. How many of you going to follow me? Okay, I know there's some that's not here today that will be there as well. I think Athens is probably about an hour and a little change from here. But we'll be in Athens next Sunday at 5 p.m. Somebody say purposeful pain. Say it again. Say purposeful pain. God has been teaching me a lesson on pain like I've never known. And you only see yourself as a victim because you don't have revelation of the purpose of your pain. But somebody say, all pain has a purpose. As a matter of fact, I had three scriptures today, Genesis 37, Romans 8 and 28, Matthew 7 and 8. Matter of fact, let's go to Romans 8 and 28 instead. And I just want to leave you with this today. And say it again, say pain is a classroom. It is not punishment. A lot of things we go through in life, we say, why me? Why does this have to be my journey? And if you're not careful, you'll live your entire life as a victim. Ain't no glory in being a victim. Somebody say amen. And we go through our whole lives. Why was I born into this family? Why does my way have to be so hard? Why does my journey look like this? Why is this my affliction? Why is this my warfare? Why do I have to fight for everything? Am I talking to some people that say, Lord knows I got to fight for a piece of gum? I mean, just any little small thing. Amen. Some people have life so easy, but for those of us, the called and God's chosen, we have to fight for everything. But somebody say, there is purpose in my pain. Romans 8 and 28, I want us to read that because 2026 is going to be a very interesting year, to say the least. My God, it's going to be a very, very interesting year, to say the least. America's about to look like a jungle. It's gonna get wild. It's gonna get crazy. And but somebody say purposeful pain. The Lord showed me, and it's not ironic. It's confirmation of the prophetic word. But the Lord showed me that there were about to be so many deaths, just back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Unexpected, crazy deaths. I released this word earlier this year, and then the Lord brought it back to me. I was in New York City, so that was last Saturday. And the Lord said, get ready because there is about to be sudden deaths that really can't even be explained. And since last Saturday, I can't tell you how many RIPs I've seen. Even on Instagram, so many influencers. I think one died and was 21. This morning, I looked on Instagram and on the Shade Room, it was somebody else that's, I mean, death is in the land. And all of it isn't the devil. Some people just have to get out of the way because they refuse to move out of your seat. Okay, I know y'all don't like that, but I'm a prophet, so I just got to say it how I see it. Some people refuse to get out of your seat. Some people are occupying spaces where there is no longer grace to occupy. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to see a few more, and really more than a few. But every time just about, you may say people die all the time. That is right. Somebody just died right then. However, I'm talking about people with influence. I'm talking about where it would be blasted all over the internet. Some people are so evil and so demonic until they know their time is up, but they refuse to move. And the Lord says that's for every person that refuses to move. He says some of them I have to remove off of the earth because they are a demonic weight. Now you can receive it if you want to, but I'm telling you what I know. Get ready, because some people, hear me. Don't you know some of the most evil people you will ever meet are in the church? They speaking in tongues, prophesying. And a lot of what we think is prophetic is just really schizophrenia. They hear voices. And anybody that say God said, y'all believe it. And anybody that's crying on Facebook Live, y'all believe they have a burden. Some people are just having a manic episode and they put the name of God on it. I'm telling you, even, hear me, you're going to start seeing it in every sphere of influence, not just in the church, but it's, y'all, 2026 is going to be America. The only way I can explain it, America is going to look like a jungle. I'm telling you. But the righteous. You hear me? I said, but the righteous will be preserved. How does God preserve the righteous? God preserves the righteous through the mouth of the prophet. Somebody say, we have a prophet. Amen. So I'm not preaching, I'm just talking, amen, prophetically, but I will be preaching Thursday night. Somebody say Thursday night, 7 p.m. Let's read Romans 8 and 28. I need a reader. Romans 8. Somebody say pain is a classroom. Oh, yeah. Romans 8 and 28. Read that for me. Mm-hmm. Read the, is that the NIV? Yeah, the KJV. I need the King James Version. Uh-huh. That all things. Uh-huh. For the good. Look at somebody and say, it's working for your good. Look at somebody that look like they don't believe it and say, it's working for your good. Yes, sir. You can keep reading that. Uh-huh.
That are called according to his purpose.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And we know that all things. Somebody say all things. The embarrassing thing, the humiliating thing, y'all ain't saying nothing. The thing that you didn't see coming, the thing that made you mad, the thing that made you upset, the thing that made you feel like God had forgotten about you. Yeah, I'm talking about that too. Somebody say all things. Oh yeah. All things work. Somebody say it's working. Come on, say it like you believe it. It's working. And we know. Let me tell you something. You don't just wake up knowing. You know, hear me, by journeying with God. You know because he came through for you before, my God, today. You know because the last time you cried out to God, he heard you and he answered. Your knowing comes through journeying with God. You're not a mature believer because of your tenure in church. I told y'all I ain't preaching, okay? But you know a believer, a seasoned saint. Not because you've been at the same church since we first started. Not because you've been going to church since you were in the womb of your mother. The tenure of a believer is not how long you've been coming to church. It's the power of your knowing. Good God, have mercy. It's the power of your belief in the power of God. Look at somebody and say, I am a believer. That, let me calm down. That is what determines your tenure in Christ Jesus. You can come to church and still don't believe him for nothing. Yeah. Don't you know that? And we know. Somebody say, my knower is strengthened because of my journey with God. Oh, it's a journey. Salvation is a journey. Sanctification is a journey. Faith is a journey. Y'all ain't talking to me in here. My love for God is a journey. Anybody can say that you love him, but can your testimony be the same when you prayed and it still don't seem like nothing is? I just need a church in here. Anybody can say, for God I live and for God I die, but your testimony have a different meaning when you could have bowed to another God. Lord have mercy. Your testimony has another meaning when you could have went to the left, you could have went to the right, but you stayed planted. Look at somebody and say, I'm gonna stay planted. Your journey teaches you the nature of God. Your journey teaches you about his character. Look at somebody and say, I've been journeying with God. I've been journeying with God. I've been journeying with God. Through pain, I've journeyed with God. Through rejection, I've journeyed with God. Through poverty, I've journeyed with God. When I had more than enough, I was journeying with God. When my heart was overwhelmed, I was journeying with God. When I didn't know what was next, I was journeying with God. When I was sick, good God, I love you, I was journeying with God. When my mind was all over the place, I made a decision to journey with God. Somebody say, I'm on a journey. Oh, yes, I am. Now sit down. I'm journeying with God. Confused, baby, I'm on the journey. When I have clarity, I'm still on the journey. With pain in my body, Terrell, I'm on the journey. When I feel my very best, I'm still on the journey. I'm on the journey with God. And we know, woo, yes, God, that all things, they work. They work. You know, last night, I went by my daughter's house, my goddaughter, Sister Nitra. I went by her house, and she was working on a flyer for me. And so I glanced over there, and I was confused. My head was all way in the sky, and the words was over here. And I said, baby, I said, that ain't what I said. She said, Mother, I'm working on it. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I said, huh? She said, see, that's why I don't like for you to sit with me when I'm working on your stuff, because you get nervous and I ain't even finished. Lord have mercy, Jesus. She said, Mother, I got got to move some stuff around so that I can receive the whole picture. Who am I talking to in here? She said, I need you to go somewhere else so that I can show you the finished work. Because while she was working on it, I was getting discouraged because I don't have her mind. Your thoughts, Lord have mercy, are not his thoughts, and your ways are not his ways. God is working on the bigger picture. He's working. Look at somebody and say, he's working it out. Yeah, he's working. And so she was putting stuff around. And I'm like, pooh. She said, mother, She said, I'm trying to get in my flow. And you messing me up. Because you looking at what I'm doing right now. But there is a bigger picture. Look at your neighbor and say, I know you don't see how it's going to come together right now. But baby, you serve a God that on the cattle, good God have mercy, on a thousand hill. You serve a God that created everything. There is a bigger picture. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is a bigger picture. Okay, and we know that what? All things. Okay. All things. It's working, T. It's working, Shayla. It's working, Camila. It's working, Tony, everybody. It's working. You gotta trust God when you don't see the bigger picture. Oh, but it's working. It's working. I said I wasn't preaching. And we know that all things work together. Watch this. For the good. For the good. What if the bad things, T, that happened in your life was to bring out the good in you? Okay. What, see, I didn't just wake up being loving. Some people I can't stand, but I love them. Amen. Praise God. Some people I don't necessarily care for, but you got to have a love. Watch this. I didn't learn how to love people just because I'm so nice. Because really, my character, I really could do without. But let me tell you something, my personality, because I really am an introvert. People just don't know that. But baby, I learned how to love people when I was misunderstood. I learned how to have mercy and grace. Because didn't nobody have it on me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I learned how to love my enemies. I learned how to bless those that curse me. Why? Through trial and affliction. I've learned this way. I didn't just wake up this way. I've learned that some people have a bad season. It don't mean they're a bad person all the time. Sometimes people have a moment, but it don't mean that they're wicked. I had to learn that through my own suffering. I had to learn it. That's why I'm not quick to put labels on people. That's why I'm not quick to count people out. That's why I'm not quick to reject people because of how they look. Because I've been there before. Don't you know people would just hate you for no reason? And because they envious and jealous, they'll make up a reason to soothe their wicked soul. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. In Genesis 37, the Bible says that Joseph was hated by his brothers. He was so hated until they couldn't even speak any good about him. Why? He was hated for no reason. Watch this. Y'all say Joseph was hated because of the dream. The Bible doesn't necessarily say that. Joseph was hated before he had the dream. The dream just intensified their hatred. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm gonna finish this Thursday. Somebody say all pain has a purpose. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God. That love God. That love God. That love God. That lokotiyama. That love God. Somebody say, I'm not perfect, but I love that man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love him because I've journeyed with him. Woo. I love him because time and time again, he continues to prove that he's a provider. I love him because time and time again, he proves that he is El Shaddai. I love him because, oh my God, I love him because time and time again, he proves to me who he is. Oh yeah. Somebody say, I love that man. And we know that all things work together for the good of them. They love God. To them who are called. Who are called. Who are called. Who are called according to his purpose. That's a whole preach right there. According to his purpose. Pain is a classroom. It is not punishment. Watch this. All pain, all disappointment, I reject whatever you've ever gone through. We all know pain, right? Okay, watch this. But it's working together for the good of them that love God. We have been programmed to think because, and I keep saying it, because it don't feel good, that it's not God. God specializes. Ooh, and he will do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. My folk, y'all, see, my traditional people love that song. God specialize, God specialize. And he will do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Somebody say he specializes. Listen to this. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. There is a purpose. Oh, my God. And there is a plan for your life that you can't perceive right now because you're too busy looking at your life through the lenses of a victim. You will never perceive God's plan for your life until you stop looking at your life from a victimized perspective. We all know pain. We all know struggle. We all are in the fight right now that the natural eye can't even see. But it's working. Because there's a greater purpose. There's a plan. Mother Boy said there is a plan that God has to save you. It sounds simple, but look at somebody and say, oh, there is a plan. Oh, yeah, God. Somebody say, there is a plan. Amen. There is a plan.